Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That Ain't Hip Hop, Single Sunday, Duke Deuce, The Hype. No bio needed. We've done Duke Deuce, and we are big fans of Duke Deuce. But this right here, I guess, shows his versatility. But I'm not hype on The Hype. I'm just not. This style of music is not necessarily like my cup of tea, right? This is very Rod Wave-ish. Rod Wave-ish. Now, the reason why I'm going to be okay with it is because I know this is not Duke Deuce's lane. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like this is what he does and then he occasionally gives us the hard shit. He gives us the hard shit and occasionally he gives us this. I'm more cool with that as a fan. You know what I'm saying? So because of that, I'm cool. And I'm not going to lie, I didn't even really tune into the lyrics. So maybe he was saying something, but it just, that type of music, it just makes me tune out. It does not perk my ear. My eardrums be like, nope, close for business.
Yeah, I'm with you. So when I was listening to it, because I was disappointed. But I was also saying to myself, you can't ask an artist to do different things, and then when they do different things, yeah. So I'm like, all right, you get a pass with this one. Like, I understand, like, you know, you gotta switch it up. You gotta be versatile. So now it's just making versatile songs that I like or care more for. But I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of his fans, they may dig it as well. But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the singing stuff. I like Crunk Deuce. I like Hard Deuce, but but it wasn't that, and I was really surprised that he pushed this out as a single.
Yeah,
it was an interesting choice, especially given the title of the song, The Hype. So I thought this shit was about to go the fuck off.
It's not,
and
hype.
When it didn't, I was like, okay, that's different. Not what I expected. So there's that. But I'm still a fan.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still a fan. Yep. So I won't necessarily say it's a, I don't know.
It's questionable.
It is.
It's questionable.
I don't know if I was going to say it was a bad song or not, but yeah, I was like.
I knew it. I saw the wheels turning. Nigga. I know you for long enough. I know what wanted to come out of them lips. I know. But nah. It's questionable. It's questionable. But I think when you are, like, Duke has already established what his sound is. Ooh, that's a good pass. Duke has already established what his sound is. So I agree with you. When you ask artists to diversify, to do other things, you can't then knock them for trying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just not my cup of tea. And I think that that's cool. And I think that if, you know, he makes this music and people fuck with it, then make the music, because you're not always going to appease 100% of people that listen to you.
And they may like this one, they may not like the crunk shit.
Exactly. So it's cool. It's questionable to me and Ken, but it may not be questionable to you. How do y'all feel? Y'all already know the socials, man. FIFA 24/7 KBNs, Dead in Hip Hop, hit us up. Let's talk about this one. Single Sunday. You know what it is. Next Sunday. Damn, how many more Sundays we got? Yeah, we got like a couple more.
Yeah.
Got a couple more.
Two, three more.
Yeah. So, look, we'll catch you with another one on next Sunday. We out. Peace.
Peace.